New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Chris in New York. Welcome to episode number 6 of the New York Breeze. My co-host in Japan is Shoko. This is a podcast where we will share stories and insights about life in New York City. Shoko will be translating and parsing this for our listeners in Japanese. Today's episode is part 1 of a 3-part series that highlights the rooftops of New York. An aerial view of most cities shows an endless sea of asphalt and black tar rooftops, with cell towers, enormous water tanks, and your occasional helipad. Green rooftops are finally becoming better understood by city planners, homeowners, and businesses in America. And since the early 2000s, New York City's rooftops have been under transformation.
皆さん、いかがお過ごしですか？今回のエピソードは、屋上シリーズ3回のうちの第1回、グリーンルーフ、屋上緑化です。日本では一般的ではないグリーンルーフですが、ニューヨークではどうなのでしょう。クリスさんに伝えてもらいます。
In Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Manhattan, now you can come up and enjoy rooftop films, rooftop pools, rooftop gardens, and farms. Yes, I said farms. So stick with me and check it out. The benefits of a green roof.
グリーンルーフによる恩恵。
I'm going to give you the 411 on where to find some great rooftops, but before that, let me give you an overview of why green roofs are so amazing.
どこで素晴らしい屋上が見られるかについての情報を教えますが、その前になぜグリーンルーフが素晴らしいかについてざっと見ていきます。数字411は情報という意味です。
According to the Institute of Sustainable Design at Cooper Union, a leading art, architecture, and engineering school on the Lower East Side, the benefits of building a green roof are many. Let me break it down for you.
Lower East Side にある一流の芸術、建築、工学技術の学校である Institute of Sustainable Design at Cooper Union によれば、グリーンルーフを作る利点はたくさんあります。具体的に言いますね。
The green roof cuts heating and cooling costs, although that is difficult to measure and varies with each building.
グリーンルーフは冷暖房の費用を抑える。測定するのは難しいし、それぞれのビルで異なるのだけれど。
The plants absorb and filter storm water, absorb rather than reflect heat from the sun, and are a habitat for pollinating insects.
植物は嵐の水を吸収し、ろ過する働きをする。太陽の熱を反射するのではなく吸収し、受粉昆虫の生息地となる。
Green roofs last longer than conventional roofs, from 50 to 70 years. They reduce energy costs with natural insulation.
従来の屋根より耐久性に優れている。50年から70年は持つ。自然の断熱材としてエネルギー費用を抑える。
Create peaceful retreats. Hey, less stress is always a good thing. On a wider scale, green roofs improve air quality and help reduce the urban heat island effect, a condition in which city and urban developments absorb and trap heat. Anyone who has walked across a scalding parking lot on a hot summer day has felt one effect of an urban heat island.
心和ませる隠れ家を作り出す。ストレスを減らすのは大事ですね。空気の質を高め、都会のヒートアイランド現象を緩和する。夏の暑い日に灼熱の駐車場を歩いたことがある人ならわかるでしょう。
Where to find green roofs in the city?
街のどこでグリーンルーフが見られるのか。
Here's a short list of some amazing green roofs and farms that you can find in NYC right now. Some of these were built over 10 years ago, but they seem almost futuristic given the profoundly gritty urban landscape that you will find here in New York City.
現在、ニューヨークで見ることができる素晴らしいグリーンルーフや屋上農園のショートリストを挙げます。この中のいくつかは10年以上も前に作られたのですが、 ここニューヨークであなたが目にするひどく無味乾燥な景観を鑑みると、時代を先取りしたものに思えます。
Here we go.
では、行きますよ。
The Empire State Building, the Jacob Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan where they host car shows and mega conventions, the rooftop at Rockefeller Center, BAM, the 150-year-old Brooklyn Academy of Music, PS 41, a public school in Greenwich Village, the Bronx County Courthouse, the Waldorf Astoria, which has a rooftop garden but also an apiary for honeybees.
ニューヨークの老舗高級ホテル、ウォルドルフ・アストリアには、屋上庭園だけでなく、ミツバチの養蜂場もあるのですね。
They all have green roofs. Then, when it comes to urban farming, we have Brooklyn Grange, with its two locations in the Brooklyn Navy Yard and on Northern Boulevard in Long Island City, and Eagle Street Rooftop Farm in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
次に、屋上農園となると、ブルックリン・ネイビーヤードと、ロングアイランドシティのノーザンブルーバードの2箇所からなるブルックリングレインジ、そしてブルックリンのグリーンポイントにあるイーグルストリートファームがあります。
Taking it to the next level, rooftop farming in New York City.
さらなる段階へ、ニューヨークの屋上農園。
Since 2009, the Eagle Street Rooftop Farm in Greenpoint is an internationally acclaimed rooftop and commercially operated vegetable farm atop a three-story warehouse in Brooklyn, New York. Their tagline is organic, local, harvested today.
2009年以来、グリーンポイントにあるイーグルストリートルーフトップファームは国際的に評価されているグリーンルーフで商業的に運営されています。ニューヨーク・ブルックリンの3階建ての倉庫の上にあるのです。タグラインは、有機農法により、その地域で、その日に収穫された、です。
And you can either visit during the growing season to get your veggies, if you're staying at an Airbnb in Williamsburg or Greenpoint. They also supply a lot of popular award-winning restaurants in North Brooklyn. For more info, their website is www.rooftopfarms.org.
そして、ウィリアムズバーグか、グリーンポイントの Airbnb を利用していて、野菜の生育期なら野菜を取りに行くこともできます。ブルックリン北部の人気があり、賞を取っているレストランにも野菜を供給しています。より詳しい情報は、
www.rooftopfarms.org Brooklyn Grange has 2 acres of vegetables planted on the roofs of 2 buildings in the city.As I mentioned, they are in Long Island City on Northern Boulevard and at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, a converted facility that used to manufacture ships and now houses various businesses.
ブルックリン・グレインジは2つのビルの屋上で2エーカーに及ぶ土地に野菜を育てています。すでに述べたように、ノーザン・ブルーバードのロングアイランドシティとブルックリン・ネイビーヤードにあります。ブルックリンネイビーヤードは以前は造船所でしたが、現在では様々な企業、商業施設に場所を提供しています。
Their farms produce vegetables like tomatoes, leafy greens, and edibles according to organic standards. They also raise chickens for eggs. From May to October, you can visit their farmers market on the rooftop in Queens and shop for produce.They have open houses spring through fall and offer special rooftop dinners, tours, and educational programs for a fee. Check them out at www.brooklyngrange.com.
ここでは基準にのっとって有機野菜が生産され、新鮮な卵供給のため鶏も育てています。5月から10月にはここを訪れ、生産物を買い求めることができるし、屋上のオープンハウスでディナーを楽しむこともできます。
Even though the food from a rooftop farm is grown in the city, the produce is weeks fresher than everything sold in grocery stores all across America. So it's worth supporting these local businesses and better for your body as far as I'm concerned.
屋上農園で採れた食べ物は都会で育てられたものだけど、 アメリカ全土の食料品店で売られているものより何週間分も新鮮です。これら地元のビジネスを支援するのは価値のあることだし、私の経験では体にも良いです。
An interesting bit of trivia. Some green roofs get transplanted.
興味深いトリビア。移植されるグリーンルーフもある。
So, a portion of the green roof from the Battle Creek Police Department in Battle Creek, Michigan, it was scheduled for demolition and they had had a green roof. That, not too long ago, got moved to New York City. Workers removed about 4,500 square feet of plants and moss and trucked them to New York. Then they were installed on a building for the New York City's Parks Department.
ミシガン州のバトルクリーク警察署は取り壊される予定でした。グリーンルーフがあったのですが、ニューヨーク市に移されました。それほど前のことではありません。
The plants were pulled apart like sections of sod, rolled, placed on pallets, and put on a tractor trailer.
植物は芝生のように切り出され、ロール状に巻かれ、輸送用台に置かれ、トラクタートレーラーに乗せられました。
What's also fascinating is the plant and biocomponents of a green roof can last for decades. That roof was first created in 2005. And they say that it has a life expectancy of up to 70 years, well above that of a conventional roof.
植物と生態成分は何十年もの耐久性があるというのは魅力的なことです。警察署の屋根は2005年に最初に作られました。グリーンルーフの耐久性は70年で、従来の屋根よりずっと優れています。
Wildlife in New York City usually means squeezing into tiny apartments, overcrowded subways, and dirty streets. Some hard-working, visionary, and entrepreneurial people have directed their sights above the fray and transformed our rooftops.Green roofs capture unused space and transform the way we experience the city. It truly opens our minds to what a skyline is.
ニューヨークの生活は大抵狭いアパート、すし詰めの地下鉄、ゴミゴミした通りに押し込められていますが、一方では勤勉で先見の明があり、起業家精神にあふれた人々は視界を地上の小競り合いから上に移し、屋上を変えました。グリーンルーフのおかげで、空間は有効活用され、私たちに新しいニューヨークを経験させてくれます。まさに私たちの心を地平線にまで広げてくれています。
Thanks for listening to part one of the Rooftops of New York, brought to you by the New York Breeze Podcast. If you like what you heard, throw us a like and get subscribed.We'd love to hear from you. Please contact us on our blog with comments, requests, or suggestions. Until next time, peace!
聞いてくれてありがとう。皆さんのご意見をお待ちしています。ではまた。それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
Today's episode is part one of a three-part series that highlights the rooftops of New York. An aerial view of most cities shows an endless sea of asphalt and black tar rooftops, with cell towers, enormous water tanks, and your occasional helipad. Green rooftops are finally becoming better understood by city planners, homeowners, and businesses in America. And since the early 2000s, New York City's rooftops have been under transformation. In Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Manhattan, now you can come up and enjoy rooftop films, rooftop pools, rooftop gardens, and farms. Yes, I said farms. So stick with me and check it out. The benefits of a green roof. I'm going to give you the 411 on where to find some great rooftops, but before that, let me give you an overview of why green roofs are so amazing.According to the Institute of Sustainable Design at Cooper Union, a leading art, architecture, and engineering school on the Lower East Side, the benefits of building a green roof are many. Let me break it down for you. The green roof cuts heating and cooling costs, although that is difficult to measure and varies with each building. The plants absorb and filter storm water, absorb rather than reflect heat from the sun, and are a habitat for pollinating insects. Green roofs last longer than conventional roofs, from 50 to 70 years. They reduce energy costs with natural insulation, create peaceful retreats. Hey, less stress is always a good thing. On a wider scale, green roofs improve air quality and help reduce the urban heat island effect, a condition in which city and urban developments absorb and trap heat. Anyone who has walked across a scalding parking lot on a hot summer day has felt one effect of an urban heat island. Where to find green roofs in the city? Here's a short list of some amazing green roofs and farms that you can find in NYC right now. Some of these were built over 10 years ago, but they seem almost futuristic given the profoundly gritty urban landscape that you will find here in New York City. Here we go. The Empire State Building. The Jacob Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan, where they host car shows and mega conventions. The rooftop at Rockefeller Center. BAM, the 150-year-old Brooklyn Academy of Music. PS 41, a public school in Greenwich Village. The Bronx County Courthouse. The Waldorf Astoria, which has a rooftop garden, but also an apiary for honeybees. They all have green roofs. Then, when it comes to urban farming, we have Brooklyn Grange, with its two locations in the Brooklyn Navy Yard and on Northern Boulevard in Long Island City, and Eagle Street Rooftop Farm in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Taking it to the next level, rooftop farming in New York City. Since 2009, the Eagle Street Rooftop Farm in Greenpoint is an internationally acclaimed rooftop and commercially operated vegetable farm atop a three-story warehouse in Brooklyn, New York. Their tagline is organic, local, harvested today. And you can either visit during the growing season to get your veggies if you're staying at an Airbnb in Williamsburg or Greenpoint. They also supply a lot of popular award-winning restaurants in North Brooklyn. For more info, their website is www.rooftopfarms.org. Brooklyn Grange has 2 acres of vegetables planted on the roofs of two buildings in the city. As I mentioned, they are in Long Island City on Northern Boulevard and at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, a converted facility that used to manufacture ships and now houses various businesses. Their farms produce vegetables like tomatoes, leafy greens, and edibles according to organic standards. They also raise chickens for eggs. From May to October, you can visit their farmers market on the rooftop in Queens and shop for produce. They have open houses spring through fall and offer special rooftop dinners, tours, and educational programs for a fee. Check them out at www.brooklyngrange.com. Even though the food from a rooftop farm is grown in the city, the produce is weeks fresher than everything sold in grocery stores all across America. So it's worth supporting these local businesses and better for your body, as far as I'm concerned. An interesting bit of trivia. Some green roofs get transplanted. So a portion of the green roof from the Battle Creek Police Department in Battle Creek, Michigan, it was scheduled for demolition and they had had a green roof. That, not too long ago, got moved to New York City. Workers removed about 4,500 square feet of plants and moss and trucked them to New York. Then they were installed on a building for the New York City's Parks Department. The plants were pulled apart like sections of sod, rolled, placed on pallets, and put on a tractor trailer. What's also fascinating is the plant and biocomponents of a green roof can last for decades. That roof was first created in 2005, and they say that it has a life expectancy of up to 70 years, well above that of a conventional roof. While life in New York City usually means squeezing into tiny apartments, overcrowded subways, and dirty streets, some hardworking, visionary, and entrepreneurial people have directed their sights above the fray and transformed our rooftops. Green roofs capture unused space and transform the way we experience the city. It truly opens our minds to what a skyline is. Thanks for listening to part one of The Rooftops of New York, brought to you by the New York Breeze podcast. If you like what you heard, throw us a like and get subscribed. We'd love to hear from you. Please contact us on our blog with comments, requests, or suggestions. Until next time, peace.